was so sick that thing, something came up, how would you used to refer to that?
Well, they used to would refer to that as he's heaving. That's the way they use the nemtime.
Mm-hmm.
Or she is heaving.
Mm-hmm.
From having trouble with the with that stomach.
And they say he's sick, how? Sick of his stomach?
Sick of his stomach.
Uh-huh. And if the child would have a very sore throat and the throat would swell, you remember what that used to be called?
Well, they would use it, says that he's having trouble, they thought, with his appendix.
Oh.
Not his appendix, but his tonsils.
Did they ever have anything called diphtheria?
Oh, yes. It was a girl quite a number of years ago. I never will forget it. She died in a home west of Pontotoc here. She had that diphtheria, and the doctors had quarantined that home. And that girl, the doctors in them times couldn't give quick relief, you know, to those symptoms of that, like that. And other complaints, they couldn't diagnose them like they can now.
Mm-hmm.
And I and another fella, there's a preacher attended the funeral there, I believe, in that home. Yes, and I and another man, the singers, duet for that, you know, funeral. Presiding.
I see.
West Pontotoc, mm-hmm. About a mile and a half, about as far as Pontotoc. It is from here to Pontotoc a little further.
Mm-hmm. And did people ever have some kind of liver problem and make their eyes turn real brown?
Well, sometime they would.
What would they call that?
Yeah, the people would always say, well, his, and the doctors come in, his liver's not acting.
Mm-hmm.
Poke out the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors believe in that.
Would they call it jaundice or what?
No, well, if their tongue seemed to be a yellow coat, say, his stomach is full of boil.
Oh.
He's bilious.
I see.
First thing the doctor, if that is a grown-up person, would start doing would be to give him a purgative.
Oh.
They don't do that now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's first thing, Nick, you come out.
I see.
When that doctor come to see me after I had a sunstroke, he was riding horses then. He's riding a little fox-trotting horse. Let me see, I wasn't married then. Lived east of here. And they didn't have the instruments to examine this heart as they do now. Now, you didn't come along in them times, I did. That was in the olden time. That doctor, when he come to my home, east of here, where the road going on south, over a mile, going east here, when he, in that house is still there. No, tore it down, and my sister has a house across the road. We all was born in this old house. But this house was torn down. They built another one across the road because the land went across the road, and she didn't have to move nowhere else. And like I was going on to say, that doctor, instead of, they didn't have those instruments, they would put the head down on your heart. That is examining. You may not believe that.
I would understand.
When that doctor came, that's what he done for me.